हेतुः द इंस्ट्रूमेंट प्रकृति ही मटेरियल नेचर उच्यते इज सेड टू बी पुरुषः द लिविंग एंटिटी सुख ऑफ हैप्पीनेस दुखानां एंड डिस्ट्रेस भोक्तृत्वे इन एंजॉयमेंट हेतुः The instrument, Uchate, is said to be translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world. I'd like to repeat. Nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects. Whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world. So, purport, the different manifestations of body and senses among the living entities are due to material nature. There are 8,400,000 different species of life, and these varieties of our creations of the material nature. They arise from the different sensual pleasures of the living entity who thus desires to live in this body or that. When he is put into different bodies, he enjoys different kinds of happiness and distress. His material happiness and distress are due to his body and not to himself as he is. In his original state, there is no doubt of enjoyment. Therefore, that is his real state. Because of the desire to lord it over material nature, he is in the material world. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing. The spiritual world is pure, but in the material world, everyone is struggling hard to acquire different kinds of pleasures for the body. It might be more clear to state that this body is the effect of the senses. The senses are instruments for gratifying desire. Now, the sum total, body and instrument senses are offered by material nature, and as will be clear in the next verse, the living entity is blessed or damned with circumstances according to his past desire and activity. According to one's desires and activities, material nature places one in various residential quarters. The being himself is the cause of his attaining such residential quarters and his attendant enjoyment or suffering. Once placed in some particular kind of body, he comes under the control of nature, because the body, being matter, acts according to the laws of nature, if you didn't notice. At that time, the living entity has no power to change that law. Suppose an entity is put into the body of a dog. As soon as he is put into the body of a dog, he must act like a dog. He cannot act otherwise. And if the living entity is put into the body of a hog, then he is forced to eat stool and act like a hog. Similarly, if the living entity is put into the body of a demigod, he must act according to his body. This is the law of nature. But in all circumstances, the super soul is with the individual soul. That is explained in the Vedas, Mundaka Upanishad, as follows. Dva suparna isayuja sakshakaya. The Supreme Lord is so kind upon the living entity that he always accompanies the individual soul and in all circumstances is present as the super soul or Paramatma. Omagana, Tinirandasya, Gananjana, Shanakaya, Chakshur, Imilitam, Yena, Tasman, Shigo, Vinamaha, Mukam, Karoti, Vachalam, Pangol, Nangayati, Garingat, Kripa, Tamaham, Vande, Shigurum, Dinatarinam, Nama, Om, Vishnu, Padaya, Krishna, Pristaya, Bhutale, Shimate, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Tinamine, Namaste, Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani Pacharini, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Vrasta Jadishatarini. So, Hare Krishna, today, Bhagavad Gita class, a very interesting text about destiny, I could say. So, as it says in the Vedanta Sutta, Ananda Mayo Byasat, it is natural for the living entity to be happy. So Is it good news or is it depressing news? Because sometimes we are not happy. So am I not normal? Yes, in a way, Srila Prabhupada sometimes says, when the press was calling the Hare Krishna movement names, like they are crazy fellows, and he wrote a famous article, "Who is crazy?" And then he points out all the flaws of material consciousness. So, in a way, everybody is crazy because we try to go against reality or against nature. How does Srila Prabhupada say? When the servant artificially tries to become the master, an incompatible situation arises. Where is this from, scholars? The early devotees, they must know, but they can't speak on the altar because they were selling a record in the beginning. So now I give a hint. What was on the record? So Srila Prabhupada. So the Mahamantra and a purport. So in the songbook you can read this wonderful essay, 2 pages only, about chanting Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada wrote. So that where he says the famous things. It's just like the cry of a child for his mother. Right? So that is there he says that an incompatible situation arises. So conditioned as we are not attracted to the meshes of Vasudev, but it's natural to be attracted to it. It's natural. The soul rejoices in its relationship with Krishna. But today, we get some insight in how we ended up here in this material consciousness, which is also means material confinement. We are more or less confined in our consciousness. There is no need to stay here. It's a prison without bars. You can go whenever you like, whenever you're ready. When you accept the invitation of the acharyas, and Krishna is inviting personally, he's always asking, please come. Why don't you come? How long will you take? So here in the Bhagavad Gita we read about this. We first want to understand everything. Wait a minute. Why not here? So therefore, this is for us, this book. It's explained. The whole topic is explained. Material nature, karma, and the soul, and the super... The individual soul, and also the super soul, Krishna, the Supreme Personality, the controller, Bhagavan, the enjoyer. And we are the secondary enjoyer, so there's good news. It's not too terrible, because we can also enjoy in relation to Krishna. There's so much enjoyment, especially here in the temple, isn't it? Or are you bored? Maybe you do something wrong there. I should jump higher, right? Isn't it? So sometimes, just about his dancing. And when the devotees in Bombay in the early days, this was a little bit more difficult than here. What was it? Where they were sleeping, it was a rat and snake and maybe scorpion infested place. Mosquitoes, was not mentioned. So they didn't have air conditioning, it was very hot. So, are you afraid of snakes? Of rats? Do you like them particularly? So you can imagine, these were the austerities. And then also, I mean, because they were then applying for getting the land, and they wanted to ultimately build a temple, and then there will also be more comfortable residential facilities. But that took a long while, so it's a very hard struggle, and the devotees who have been fighting there, we must offer all obeisances to them. Giriraj Maharaj, and so many others. One of them was Tamakrishna Maharaj. So one time, after a hard day's labor, so he came, it was Gaura Arti, and the devotees used to go in those times. If they didn't have service, they used to go. Srila Prabhupada wrote this also black and white, actually. So there are some good examples here present. I'm not a good example. So, but I mean to say that henceforward, all the initiate devotees, they should, and then the whole list of things, and among them was go to the morning and evening program. So, all glory to everybody present. So, So there was Gaura Arati going on, and in the back of the kirtan, so there were two sleepy devotees standing. It's called attending the arati, right? So this is what some people do, isn't it? In India often, or the Indian guests sometimes they stand. So but we have a different mood, isn't it? So then the next morning in the Bhagavatam class, so these devotees over Tamakrishna Maharaj and somebody else, I think. So Srila Prabhupada said, so then kirtan means that even you don't feel like, he said, so that you dance along with the devotees, and sometimes, even if the city authorities didn't give any authorization, they were a little bit dejected. Is that English? Dejected. So, and then Srila Prabhupada, he pointed out, like, in other instances, he said, you don't feel enthusiastic, but act enthusiastically, and you will start to feel like dancing. So, that's one example. So, it's so simple, we can miss it. So, therefore, today let's try to learn something from this wonderful text. How we got here in the first place. The text says, nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world. Okay, so who's to be blamed if there is some adversities? Or also, usually we do acknowledge that we did a good job when something goes well, isn't it? We are quick to take the credit, or not. So, but then when something goes wrong, not at all. So this is the tendency of putting the blame on somebody else. And if we don't, and usually you don't find anybody for your suffering, right? Or sometimes you do, if you're a good fault finder. But then, when we don't find a fault, so then by default, somebody is always guilty. By default, why? Because he's almighty. So if something goes wrong, it's his mistake. He didn't control the universe well, because here I am suffering. It is not right. So Krishna gets the blame. But here it explicitly says, Krishna is explaining to us kindly, the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world. So in terms of practical application, also as devotees, this is true. It's not said. With the exclusion of devotees, the living entity is, but this is hard, because we surrender so much, isn't it? How many years you're surrendering? How many years? Many years. How many things you renounced? That means things you would like to do, you did not do. All right, Krishna. You were about, anyway, so many examples. You were about to do something you really like, and somebody came, maybe he was wearing a hat of temple commander, and you surrendered to the temple commander, and you did what he wanted. Just a small example. So then, because we're not always so proactive in asking people, could you help? Maybe it's just before we need. So then, that's called surrender, right? And then, so as a devotee, the tendency is there sometimes to think, I don't know if you think sometimes like that. But after some years of service, hey Krishna, why do you do this to me? But, why? I mean, I tried so hard. So also for devotees, it's not that we have realized this. So the story is that you get a body, and then you also act according to that body. You don't have so many choices anymore. Just like Indra, because he said also, you're a demigod, you act like a demigod. So this is brought to mind. You know that story. One time Indra was not Indra anymore. He was a hog. And he was cursed because he did something really bad. And a sage cursed him. As soon as he became a hog, he really identified. He's such a bright person, a demigod. So much more advanced in a way. They have so much knowledge. They know all the rules of life. So he became a hog, but even when Lord Brahma came, hey, come on, your time is up, now you go back to your post as Indra, the king of heaven. No, I have lots of responsibilities here now. I have a family, this is my wife, and these are all my children. I can't do that. So he was identifying with that pleasure. Do we sometimes identify with the lower pleasure? Yes, it's natural in the conditional stage of life. And even in the, he did so. He was perfectly all right and he thought, no, I'm not never going to go from here. I'm happy. I'm a family man. I'm a householder. I have duties. So then Lord Brahma killed the wife and the piggies and wow. So then he agreed to go back to do his service. So this is very strong, this identification. So we are covered by the modes, like a dog has to act like a dog. But humans, they are a little bit different. Usually they are covered by three modes. And we have to aspire for the modes of goodness where we can make a differentiation. We can take advantage of our free will when we are in the mode of goodness. But otherwise we will be enslaved by impulses and compulsions even. So now as devotees we took a firm vow and we declared war to Maya. And then by taking shelter of Krishna, we pray to remain powerful and to keep on doing so for the rest of our life once we committed to this. And then we may be in good shape for some nice future destination. Hopefully, no more material body, spiritual body. That's what we aspire for as devotees. I mean, when we carefully scrutinize Srila Prabhupada's suggestions, he is canvassing, he is appealing for us to try to go home back to Godhead, to not drag our feet for any more episodes in the material existence. And maybe I was not a demigod yet, let me try that. Or so many aspirations there could be, apart from going back to Godhead. But unless we really set the goal very clearly that, no, I want to have the highest, so then we may end up somewhere else. That may even happen when we strive for going back to Godhead, but then at least there will be a higher destination. So this is what's called going for the rhinoceros. So if you want the highest grade when you do an examination, so you may still get a good grade, but otherwise you may fail the test. Just what would be failure for human life, animal species or lower. So when we try to live religiously or especially a life of devotion, devotional service, then we will have a good chance to finish off whatever we didn't finish in this life in a very conducive situation next time. So here it's explained that our next life is very much determined by our own selves, by our desires and aspirations, and by our merits. So just like when a child, or you go to a shop with a child, it's a birthday one. So then the child wants to buy practically the whole shop, maybe, isn't it? So also we may have many desires. But how come the mother, time and again, so annoying. Whenever you take me to this shop, you only give me one little thing. So, and that's, why? Why is that? Because the budget reasons, right? Father, whoever goes to the shop, doesn't have enough. Because they go without a credit card. So when we die, we take birth again. So whatever we built up, our savings, from that we can buy something according to our desire. So these two factors, they are very much interwoven, and it's very difficult to understand. But our aspiration, so for instance, I want to live in this wonderful castle, and I want to lord it over material nature. Sometimes somebody said, we have this black cat here, and it's sometimes, is it the black one that is all staring at you in a very disapproving way? So somebody said, maybe he was the owner of this castle. Okay, speculation, but it's quite interesting to think of. So when we are too much like Grihamedi or something, and we are attached to, or we're envious of somebody else's house, we may be born in that house, for instance, as a mouse. So So many combinations are possible. And it's up to us to make sure that we build up some good bank account, spiritual bank account, so we can... we will get a good residential quarter, and better than that, regain our freedom. Nobody likes to be locked up in a cabin, small house. At best, we live in a small house, right? So freedom means no need for a material body, and it's possible. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajatyanti kalevaram tam tamivaiti kaunteya sadatat bhava bhavita. In the 8th chapter, Krishna says, just make sure you have a good consciousness at the time of death. Whatever you think of, that destiny will be your destination. And then before that he had said, and if you only think of me, at the time of death, when you quit your body, if you then exclusively think of me, so then for sure you will attain me. That's quite strong language. So that's the message of the Bhagavad Gita. But there is so much site information too for those who want exhaustive knowledge. Many people, they are, nowadays especially, they like knowledge. They're inquisitive. And then, so this is such an ideal book to promote to those people who take higher education, because for others it may be too voluminous. But I mean, those who like to read, they certainly can make a life study of the Bhagavad Gita and then understand thoroughly where they are at. I'm a soul, I'm now entangled in the material world, material desires, they keep me here. So I'm in a prison without bars. But why then is it a prison if there's no bars? Yes, because you're bound by your material desires. Especially the desire for Maituna Agra. Agra is a jail, a dungeon, I believe. Maituna, the shackles of sex life. In the third, what is it? In one of the beginning chapters. So, but we are free already. There are no bars. When we change our desires, which is not such an easy thing, then it can be. But this gradual process towards the end of the Gita, Srila Prabhupada again and again stresses, this is a gradual process. So that's very encouraging. But that means that we should situate ourselves well so we can win the war. We can run out the marathon of spiritual life. So when we are in a fort, when we are well situated, according to our psychophysical nature, then we will be able to cross over the ocean of material existence, which is otherwise very difficult to cross, but it becomes much more easy when we are well situated. So that is what the acharyas say. Take it gradually and don't start running. And of course, maybe we have done, or we're doing sometimes, our movement is very young, but now more and more wonderful trainers are there to help us out in making the right decisions at the right time. So sometimes it even happens that we find out timely about this, that you should go about Parnasham in this way, not in that. And then, so whenever there are problems, this is just to make us stronger, and then with all this extra strength, we can make it all the way back home, back to Godhead. So thank you for listening patiently. Maybe some room for discussion. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, I can imagine. Sure. Yes, okay, good. So how is it that what about when there is a tsunami or another calamity? How is it that the living entity caused his own suffering? I didn't make a... It would be interesting to make a case study, for instance, because I heard that it's quite interesting which areas especially were affected. I mean... Yeah, Maybe we should first do the study before I say things so quickly. But I mean to say, and then also, but we, as for a fact, I can say that in south of India there was, we have an ISKCON temple which was like in the middle of everything was destroyed, but not that temple miraculously. And then there was an earthquake in, the other side, Christchurch in New Zealand, and there's a temple, and somehow that temple was not so. Whereas most of the buildings were very severely damaged. I don't remember the details here. You should ask Jnananda Maharaj. Was 2 years ago, maybe, or two. So there's that. As I said, the law is very intricate, and we can't see beyond birth and death. So most people, like, they ask the other question, why, how come, you know, these children, they are innocent? And then so many terrible things happen to children, you know? War, abuse, premature death, abortion, what's this? So, and we know, it's very scientific. So there's no coincidences, it's God. It's not by coincidence, not by chance. How exactly? Yes. We don't know. And then collective karma, yes. And then, but the thing is more difficult when the devotees are also affected. Recently in Nepal, and four wonderful Sankirtan devotees from Chaupati. I mean, they are all so much trained. They are so sweet, right? You met devotees from Chaupati, they are so sweet. Wow. And then they die in a car plane. Hare Krishna. They died in a airplane crash. And so many devotees, they die in cars. So that, sorry, they are what? Mm-hmm. They got a better place, huh? You're asking, right. Did they get a better place? Yeah, what is Krishna's plan for our purification? Well, adversities is one thing, and death is like, you know, a climax of adversities. And what about the widow, yeah? And the children? Recently, a young devotee. Well, was that? Did he have a child? Was that this Stoka Krishna? I don't remember now. Many devotees are living in very glorious ways. And but it's so interesting that the gurus many times they give a purport. They give a whole commentary about Vrajalila was the first one. Maybe there's a book written about her in Vrindavan. She lived, and then there are so many others also, right? Kirti, and you can read these books and become so much inspired. And Prabhu's as well. The other day, about Nirguna Prabhu, we were hearing the other Jamashtami Prabhu, who had taken care of him in Mayapur, with a team of 30 devotees, and they all felt so, after it, they felt so purified by going through it, by going out of their way, by becoming selfless. So just now we are discussing about pastoral care. There was also morning class about it, and so now Yadunanda Swami, he pointed out that, for instance, old age is going to become a major issue soon, right? So he gave today he gave two examples. Somebody is ill, somebody is blind. Somebody, what is it? He needs so much. Personal care, incontinency, or starts to forget things, it becomes dangerous, or is annoying many times. Sometimes it's just that the tap is running, it's already, we already see sometimes. But there will be many. Are we ready? So we will face a major challenge. But as devotees, and that's also scientific, yes? Decay of the body, the teeth falling out, digestion stops functioning, yeah. You become, imagine, Hrida Chaitanya the other day said, it's all about how well you can digest, whether you're ill, or all the diseases are related to that, whether the fire of digestion is still going strong, according to Ayurveda. So it's a major problem, but once we witness it more and more, then we will be more aware. Yeah. So these are some of the challenges. But it's not that they're not applicable to devotees, and then our test may be, our faith may be tested also at the time when such things happen. Were there any other pressing questions or comments? You always have thought-provoking questions. Thank you very much. That enriches the discussion. So then we can chant Hare Krishna helplessly. Avasha Rakshibe Krishne. That's one of the items of surrender. I mean, that's so much more. So I'm this mortal body. I'm going to last only, I'm a flapping body, only a few more minutes. Srila Prabhupada says. Jaya. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gopinam. Somebody like some Mahatusi.
Too bad.